The economies of the world are tied together. A boom or bust in one world capital can affect the economies of others. Easy concept. But predicting what the global economy will do is like predicting the future. One article I read yesterday said the global economy is weak. Another says it's on the up and up. One thing economists look at when making predictions is unemployment.
Japan's unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in December, a 6-year low, while the availability of jobs improved to a 6-year high. And while that is good news, the number of contract workers who are paid less than regular staff is still at a record high. And this week, Japan released GDP figures, which pointed to a slowing economy due to weak exports and a concern over job security and wages. Now, that fear seems to be holding back consumer spending before a rise in the national sales tax in April makes goods much more expensive. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has pressed large companies like Toyota to raise wages. It's not very clear that smaller companies will be able to follow suit.
The Middle East and North Africa region has the dubious honor of having the highest youth unemployment rate in the world. The situation is most acute in the countries of the Arab Spring. In North Africa, youth unemployment is 29%.
I think the Arab Spring has indeed, to a certain extent, locked out or slowed down the development of the private sector, because it slowed down attracting investments coming into the region.
UK unemployment peaked at 8.4% in 2011, right at the height of the nation's double dip. Well, since then, it's tumbled rapidly towards 7%, a figure deemed significant by the Bank of England. But even that number is more than 2% higher than pre-recession levels. But the creation of new jobs did not keep pace with the number of people entering the labour market, meaning that the rate of unemployment actually rose from 7.1% to 7.2%.
The last two employment reports out of the U.S. were big disappointments. December showed only a gain of 75,000 jobs. January only showed a gain of 113,000 jobs. But analysts are cautioning not to read too much into these weak numbers, because it's believed that the severe weather across the U.S. really kept people from job hunting and kept employers from hiring. And don't be surprised to see February's numbers impacted as well, as the eastern part of the country was pounded by snow and ice.